Complete Works of Oscar Wilde by Oscar Wilde. The Complete Works of Oscar Wilde, A Journey Through Genius and Controversy. Introduction to Oscar Wilde's genius. In the late Victorian era, a figure emerged whose wit, creativity, and provocative themes would leave an indelible mark on literature. Oscar Wilde, a playwright, poet, essayist, and the epitome of a flamboyant man about town, packed an astonishing amount of work and genius into his short but vibrant life. This comprehensive collection of his writings is a testament to his enduring legacy. Within these pages, you will find my only novel, The Picture of Dorian Gray, alongside a multitude of plays, stories, poems, essays, and letters. Each piece invites you to ponder the intricacies of human nature, to question the boundaries of art and ethics, and to revel in the beauty and wit that define my work. The Essential Novels. A Portrait of Decay and Desire. At the heart of this collection lies The Picture of Dorian Gray, a novel that chronicles the life of a young man whose portrait ages while he remains youthful. Dorian Gray, with his captivating beauty and innocence, becomes the object of obsession for the artist Basil Hallward. However, as Dorian's portrait is completed, he makes a Faustian bargain, wishing that the portrait would age instead of himself. Dorian's descent into hedonism and moral decay is a haunting journey filled with beauty, temptation, and tragedy. His pursuit of youth and beauty leads him down a path of sin and corruption, while his portrait, hidden away, reflects the true state of his soul. This novel is a powerful exploration of vanity, morality, and the human condition, reflecting my own personal struggles and the societal norms of my time. Dramatic narratives and themes. My plays are renowned for their sharp wit and profound observations on human nature. The Importance of Being Earnest, for instance, is a satire that critiques Victorian social conventions through humor and irony. The play follows the lives of Algernon Moncrief and Jack Worthing as they navigate the complexities of love, identity, and societal expectations. Characters like Lady Bracknell, with her interrogations and societal truths, highlight the rigid class structures and marriage norms of the era. Other notable plays, such as An Ideal Husband and Lady Windermere's Fan, delve into themes of love, betrayal, and the pressures of societal conformity. These works showcase my mastery in blending humor with profound insights into human nature, challenging the norms and conventions of my time. Poetry and prose, inner reflections. My poetry is a reflection of my inner world, varying in theme from passionate love to reflective melancholy. The Ballad of Reading Jail, inspired by my own imprisonment, is a powerful commentary on the human condition and the cruelty of the justice system. This poem, with its haunting rhythms and poignant imagery, captures the despair and hope that defined my time in prison. The essays included in this collection, such as The Decay of Lying and The Critic as Artist, present my philosophical stance on art and aesthetics. I argue against realism, advocating for the more imaginative and creative aspects of storytelling. These essays prompt readers to reconsider the purpose of art and its role in society. My letters, particularly De Profundis, offer an intimate glimpse into my emotional struggles during my imprisonment. Addressed to my former lover, Lord Alfred Douglas, this letter blends poignancy with profound regret, painting a vivid picture of the man behind the art. The Role of Women in Societal Critique. Many of my plays highlight the struggles of women against patriarchal constraints. Characters like Lady Windermere and Mrs. Arbuthnot in A Woman of No Importance navigate the complexities of love, marriage, and societal expectations. These works critique the limited roles women were confined to and the double standards that govern their lives. In The Importance of Being Earnest, the character of Gwendolyn Fairfax is a prime example of a woman who defies conventional norms. Her determination and independence are traits that I admired and often celebrated in my works. Mar, Consequences of Hedonism and the Human Condition. A recurring theme in my work is the danger of excessive indulgence. Dorian Gray's pursuit of hedonism leads to his downfall, a stark reminder of the consequences of unchecked desires. Similarly, characters in my plays often find themselves entangled in webs of deceit and moral compromise, highlighting the fragility of human nature. In An Ideal Husband, the character of Sir Robert Chiltern is faced with a choice between his political career and his personal integrity. This dilemma reflects the broader theme of the struggle between public image and private morality, a theme that resonates deeply in my own life and work. Conclusion: A Legacy of Wit and Wisdom. This collection of my complete works is more than just a compilation of texts. It is a journey through the mind and heart of a man who lived life to the fullest, despite the challenges and controversies that surrounded him. Each piece invites you to reflect on the intricacies of human nature, the beauty of art, and the importance of living authentically. As you delve into these pages, I hope you find not just entertainment, but also profound insights into the human condition. For in the end, it is not the years in your life that count, but the life in your years. And it is through art, wit, and wisdom that we truly come alive. In this summary, I have aimed to capture the essence of Oscar Wilde's works, maintaining the narrative voice and style that are so characteristic of his writing. The structure is divided into sections that reflect the various genres and themes present in his complete works, making it easy to follow and listen to.